Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Good morning and welcome to the Prep Sport, the Charleston Gas Lantern Prep Sports Report, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here on the sports mecca in unknown locations.
We are hunting a name.
And we will not tell you where that location is. And we are presented by our good friends at Alpha. Good morning, Randy Bergen.
Coach, good morning to you. Boy, there's no other place in the world I'd rather be than this little getaway, if you will.
It is a getaway.
Hey, good morning, Coach Mark Lassiter.
Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's well. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sandy Wise and Laura
Absolutely.
Norton and Wise Living for helping us find a location to make things a little bit easier for us travel-wise, and just appreciate their support of sports, the Prep Sports Report, for many years now, and all that they do for us. So they can take care of your real estate needs. Wise Living, located in Fairhope, Alabama. Give them a call.
That's good stuff, Mark. And we may have a contest on here later on to see if anybody can guess where our location is. We're just going to call it the Sports Mecca for a while. How
That'd
about
be
that?
Good.
That'll be pretty good. Well, guys, and we really appreciate Randy. Randy got us all set up here, and I mean, it takes a Philadelphia lawyer to understand Randy sometimes. But at the same time, when it comes to technology, guys, on top of everything, and boy, we've got some really neat plans ahead. And Mark, I really don't want to break this news to you now, but I got to break it. We're probably going to have cameras in here sometime, so you're gonna have to come dressed.
Means
you can't come in.
Yeah,
you can't come in.
My hair.
You can't come in
shave.
Here with just a t-shirt, and boxers on, Mark. I mean, it's just, it's not. It's not.
I put shorts on. I don't wear boxers.
Not a pretty sight.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate that, Mark. We really do.
But the great thing is, Mark, is there someone here that you can look eye to eye with?
You're absolutely correct. We've discussed this, and we're actually there's another room in here. We're going to put a basketball goal at the end of it. So after every show, we'll have a little one-on-one contest.
That would be something to see.
I had a little wrestling mat.
Then there'll be a mat put on the other end,
exactly.
So we can, you know, go the other end.
Well, just let me tell you this. Don't put a putting green out there. He'll take every penny you got.
There is no doubt about that.
That is not true. That is not true.
You know, guys, I don't know if there's a I don't know if there's a hotter sports program in the state of Alabama than the program y'all got going at Bayside right now. I mean, you've got a soccer team that just won a state championship. Matt Limbaugh's baseball team is the Final Four. And man alive, it's just
girls golf qualified for state, boys golf qualified for state. They're in both of those teams are in the top four of state, going over there to Magnolia Grove. Actually, for those of you who may not know, we'll be playing Monday and Tuesday all day long at Magnolia Grove for the Alabama High School Athletic Association State Championship. So, you know, of course, you go back through the season, you know, back through the year. We looked through that the other day, and it's been a good year at Bayside for sports, and it's been a good year academically. And one of the craziest years we've ever seen, you know, with COVID, and then, my goodness, the hurricane was
devastating
down in our area. But our kids weathered it, kept fighting through it. Our teachers and administration did a great job, we believe. And here we are in May and got some teams vying for state championships. Jamie Ferguson and the boys soccer won one last night. Congratulations to them. And Matt Limbaugh and his bunch won last night in the quarterfinals against Op at Op, which is not an easy thing to do. Won last night in two games straight. So they'll be playing either T.R. Miller or Providence Christian next weekend in the final four.
That's let me give you some trivia here. I doubt Randy can get this because he's not probably as in touch with that part of Alabama as some of us are.
I'm not.
Do you think they may go to this big rodeo that they're going to be having in Op here pretty soon?
Well, I hope not, unless they've got long metal poles.
That would
they
be the rattlesnake.
Keep the rattlesnakes away from you.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Oh, okay. The number 89 had to tell you about that.
Yeah,
probably.
The 89. Oh, my God.
I believe he's been to one.
I can imagine. He may have one wrapped around his ankle. Mark, what? Let's. I want you to kind of help our listeners understand as you put your team on the tees, as you have your group meeting. What are your words of wisdom to them?
Did you hear that? Did you hear what I just said?
I did.
Okay,
I did.
That is the best thing I can know. Actually, we always remind one another: just play the next shot.
That's good.
Just play the next shot, and don't think about down the road. Don't think about what's behind you. It goes back to Nick Saban's, if you think about what he says, it's true in everything we do.
Golf?
Football.
It's a process.
It's a process. Don't worry about what the score is. His kids are not supposed to know what the score of a football game is. Now, you know they do. But he tells them, don't worry about what the score is. Just worry about the next play. What is your job on the next play? And basically, that's all.
That's all you can tell.
If I tell a kid, well, you need to do this with your hands.
Oh, no.
They're going to look at me like I got nine heads.
No. So. But I did see something online the other day, and there's this thing you can pay $47 for to correct your slice, and he'll send you. That was for me, not for you. But I don't think I'm going to invest $47. I can go to my favorite golf pro, Bobby Hall, and he can fix it, but it will just momentarily, it'll – for some reason go away. But speaking of Bobby Hall, hey guys, if you get a chance, go out to Quail Creek. Bobby Hall has taken his job back. It's come back to him, and we're excited about that. But more importantly, there's so many things going on, and Bobby is such a great promoter of junior golf and does so much for local high schools. And Bobby's in the midst now of getting that golf course back to the way we know it used to be, and he's working diligently toward that. And we're so excited about Quail Creek, and we just appreciate Bobby and everything that he does for high school golf, junior golf, every level of golf. And we're just so excited that Bobby's back in. I will tell you a story that Sandy Santoli, our old buddy from St. Paul's, who was, Mark, I don't know if you know this, he was an amazing tennis coach at St. Paul's for years and years and years. And during my travels from Huntsville to Mobile trying to keep everything calm in high school tennis, Sandy was always that guy that I could call in Mobile. And he could keep me up to date on everything going on. But he always told them, now he may have been kidding me when he told me this, but he said, fairways and greens. I demand fairways and greens. And if you know Sandy, you probably did tell him, demand fairways and greens. And that's pretty good coaching data there. If you hit fairways and you hit greens, Randy knows that. He does that. But
didn't work too well for me yesterday. I hit 12 or 14 fairways. I hit 15 of 18 greens, and I had 38 putts.
See, 38 putts is really not that bad.
It is, too.
38 putts is – I mean, you want it to be 36. You want a two-putt every green. Stay
I'd
away.
Like it to be under 50.
Under
personally.
50. Okay.
Now, you've seen me play.
I know. Well, you have to stay away from three-putt Kip Raley. I mean, you know, Kip playing under the Shepherd and his crew is bad about three-putting. So we just but then he gets hot, Mark. He gets like you, and it rolls in the hole somehow. But anyway, we're just excited about Quail Creek being open and open to some more public play, and excited about getting that golf course back to where Bobby wants to get it. You know, we got a lot of baseball scores we need to cover. We got some great guests coming on this morning. We got Rodney Dollar from – that I remember a great deal about from Tallahassee. And we got to go back a little bit because I think Rodney, we played a lot of slow pitch softball together. But Rodney has been a wonderful high school football coach for many years. Had some health issues for a couple of years and got back into coaching. Now he's the new head football coach at Headland High School. We're excited about that. We're going to talk to him in a few minutes. But coming up next is our buddy Adam Baim, the head golf coach at UMS Wright. You're listening to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located somewhere, but we don't know where. And we'll be back with Adam Baim, the head golf coach of the UMS Wright Bulldogs.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name and lots above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true.
So all right, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Press Sports Report. And I don't think there's anybody any better than Becker and Fagan, who most people know as Steely Dan, to bring us into Adam Baim. For some reason, I just got a feeling that Adam is a Steely Dan fan.
I believe he is. You know, Adam's a laid-back fella, and Steely Dan kind of puts you
in that
mood, you know. So.
That's right. No doubt about that. And I know Tricia kind of keeps Adam on a level keel, and it's good, because when you're a golf coach, you kind of got to have the kind of temperament that Adam seems to have. I mean, he's always calm, and I love that about Adam. Matter of fact, I got to get some golf hats from him. I forgot to do that this spring, so I need to hit him up for that. So he always takes care of me. You know, in tennis, we don't have tennis hats or anything like that, so Adam always takes care of me with that. Hey, good morning, Coach. How you doing, pal?
Hey, I'm doing great. I was waiting for that hat comment.
I know. I'm just the beggar for everything I can get to put on my nappy head. I can tell you that, because it's just the curls just continue to go up, Adam. They don't, you know. So
no, I got them. I got them sitting in my garage for you.
That's awesome, pal. Hey, we got Mark and Randy on here. So those guys are the golf expert and commentator. I'm not going to comment on Mark's game, but I can tell you and Randy probably need to go out and y'all need to play a little bit together, because, I mean, you could give him probably a half a stroke a hole at him and be no problem.
I'm up for that.
Hey, Adam, good morning, buddy. We're glad you joined us this morning. We want to just tell us a little bit about Substate, how you guys did. We know you qualified for state. Just talk about your tournament, and then we're going to talk about the state tournament coming up.
Yeah, so Substate, I've been fortunate to be the Substate director the last 2 years, or 2019 and then this year. So, I kind of use that home course advantage. We host at the Country Club of Mobile. Mark, like you know, we never can tell what's coming out of the different sections, so it's always nice to have home course advantage. But we played well. I mean, we shot 301. We left some strokes out there on the back nine coming coasting home, but we're peaking at the right time and look forward to next week.
You know, next week I was looking at I think Gunnersville is the top. Was that the top team coming out of the north?
It is.
And didn't they shoot 304? Is that right? I saw.
They shot 300. They've got a number one. His name's Paul Bruce. He's going to UAB next year. He has had, I think, his five or six competitive rounds under par. And his brother. As for the rest of the team, I'm not really sure what they've got, but they're our main focus right now.
Tell everybody a little bit, Adam, as y'all get ready to approach the state tournament, how that kind of works. Is it one of those where – is it groups of three, groups of four? How do they group y'all up with whoever you're playing against?
Well, the pairings are set in threesomes with the top three scoring schools coming in. I know they try to they try to mix and match with the individuals. But, you know, we're fortunate enough that we'll be with who we need to be with, to be able to, you know, keep that focus on golf course and our own games, but also be able to keep a close eye on the competition.
What time do y'all tee off on Monday?
We get to go last, being at home, which is great. So we're 12:52 is our first time through, I believe, 1:30, 1:27, something like that.
I got you. Yeah, I think we're right before you. We go off at 11. Our first guy goes off at 11:12. And so the Falls course. Tell the boys are playing the Falls course, and girls and 1A, 2A boys are playing the Crossings. Tell us a little bit about the Falls course, what you know of it, and what the folks can expect to see as we get on that course to play.
Yeah, so the Falls course is a continuous golf course. Has 9 doesn't come back to the clubhouse. So they rarely use it for competition except for the state tournament. So it's a tighter course. The greens are really good right now. We just have to keep it in the fairway. Our length plays to our advantage. We've got 5 guys who can all hit it a good distance. You know, there won't be a lot of drivers out there. A lot of 4-irons and hybrids off the tees and wedges into greens. As long as we can keep it in play, I think that our, you know, backyard knowledge, so to speak, will play to our strengths. So, it's a challenging course, but you get off the fairway a little bit and get in those trees, and there's some serious issues.
We're talking to Adam Boehm, who's the head golf coach at UMS Wright and does an amazing, amazing job. Adam, talk just a little bit about the ones you – don't you have a qualifier too, one that qualified for the state, plus the team? Tell us who's going to be playing. I know Thomas, I'm not sure of all 4 that are playing or 5, and the qualifier.
So we are an extremely young team. The oldest, I've got 1 junior, and the rest are, I got a sophomore, 2 freshmen, an 8th grader. We did qualify. Braxton Bonner played as an individual. But due to some lesser play from one of my other players, I've moved Braxton into our top 5. So we are only playing 5 with no individual spot. This is all about the team. This isn't individual anymore. Once you get into high school, this is all about 4 other guys, 5 other guys, whoever many you may have in your varsity team. But Ken Brown leads us off. He's a freshman. Will Howard's a junior. He plays our 2. Thomas Crane's in 8th grade. He plays our 3. John Stubbs, a freshman, plays our 4. And Braxton Bonner will play 5 as a sophomore. So, again, young team. We've got some bright – we have a bright future ahead.
You know, Adam, you've done a great job there at UMS since coming in there several years back. Tell us kind of a little bit about what you see is why y'all able to every year to continue to be so – good and at the top of your game every year. Tell us a little bit about your program, how you go. Y'all have just done a fantastic job with that.
Well, thank you. When I came into UMS in 2014, we had 7 varsity and we had 8 JV. When I was a golf professional in North Carolina, my program, my junior program, it was all about building from building the youth up, future members of the club, keeping them engaged, having fun. So what I've done or attempted to do at UMS, same thing. I've got an intramural program with 5th and 6th graders. We've got a middle school team alongside with the varsity and junior varsity. And we have 46 kids in our program this year. And
that's
at a
amazing
school our size, I mean, I think it's not only a testament to the school and the history of the golf, but to what we've tried to build just to keep that talent coming up from the youth.
Well, Adam, you certainly, like I tell Mark and I tell Thomas Crane every day how proud I am of him and how proud I am of the job that you have done continuing. You know, you just picked up right over and took it to the next level, and So proud of the job you've done. Thank you so much. And please, please say good morning to Patricia for us. And I hope you have an awesome day. And I hope there's a great Mother's Day weekend around your house, pal. We're excited for you.
Mother's Day for us this time of year consists of a practice round for the state tournament. So we try to do what we can on Friday and Saturday. But she's on the lacrosse, my youngest. So
there you, you take care. God bless. And we'll see you soon. Good luck Monday and Tuesday, pal.
Thank you.
All right. That's Adam Bain. Boy, he does a great job. Boy,
Randy, he does. I'm going to tell you what I like about what Adam does is I watch him approach each tournament. These kids are always the same, always ready, never too high, never too low, right there, even keel, playing great rounds of golf.
Tells you about how much the kids enjoy being around him,
That's
too.
Right.
You got 46 kids 46. In your program. That's pretty impressive. I guarantee you that you look at a lot of 7A programs, don't have that many kids in their program. That's amazing. Hey, we'll be back. And as a matter of fact, we're going to talk to one of Adam's dads, who's the director of the Jimmy Green Junior Golf Tour, right here on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located in the, well, we don't know. Be right back.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. The CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly, this crazy world made more sense to me.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Do you need help in your business or your family life with your state or your national government? If so, give our friend Braxton Counts a call at 251-476-9900. Braxton and Jimmy Duncan, a member of the United States Congress for 30 years, have teamed up to put you in front of the right people in either Montgomery or Washington, D.C. It is all about relationships, and Braxton and Jimmy have those relationships in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C. Give our buddy a call. Braxton Counts, 251-476-9900. You know, guys, it's really a pleasure, an honor, and it's a heck. 8 years ago, I didn't know if this guy would be coaching football again. And Rodney Dollar and I go back many, many years in Montgomery playing a lot of slow-pitch softball. Now, he was on the bad guys team, and I was on the good guys team. But Rodney is now back at Headland, right down Highway 231 from our old stomping grounds at Northview High School. He's back as the head football coach, the athletic director, and he's in that weight room every day. I'm so happy that he and Kim are back in the Wiregrass, and we're just excited after 18 years. And I know Rodney was on when he was at Tallahassee with us here on PSR, but we're excited to have Rodney Dollar back as a head football coach again. And, you know, to God be the glory, because his faith has carried he and Kim through a lot of medical issues. And because of that grace and because of his firm faith, there's no doubt in my mind that Rodney Dollar will be roaming those sidelines again this year and do the same job he's done everywhere he's been, just doing a tremendous, tremendous job coaching, but mentoring those young people and giving them direction in life. Good morning, Coach. How you doing, pal?
Fine, Rick. How you doing, man? I appreciate it.
Man, I'm great. I got Mark Lassiter sitting here with me and our friend our friend Randy Bergen sitting here with us. And I just got to chuckle because I think about all the stuff you've been through, and now you're back doing exactly what I think God has in store for you and had it in store for you your entire life.
Rick, you couldn't have said it better, because in 13 I had a stroke up in North Alabama, and the doctors told me that I wouldn't be coaching. I didn't think I'd be living. I couldn't even tie a shoe. I couldn't put a shirt on. Underwear was around my neck sometimes. It wasn't for Kim. I don't know what I'd have done, but I just took it. And God has a me, and that plan is to be with these kids and to try to mentor them to be great fathers and great husbands, and that's what I'm going to try to do the the rest of my career, no matter how long the Lord allows me to do that.
You know, when you look at it, for you to come back to Headland, you know, coaches don't generally go back where they've been before, Mark, and that community had such an affinity and thought so much of Rodney. I don't think there was any doubt when the superintendent made that call that this was the guy to lead that program back to where they had been many years ago. So, Rodney, talk just a little bit about the process that went into you becoming the head coach and athletic director at Headland. And I know Kim was – I know she was all excited, but I know she was right there with you during the whole journey.
Well, I can assure you, after 35 years of marriage, never missed a ball game as a statistician. And my whole family's been involved in my coaching career. But I just decided that what I needed to do, and if the Lord saw fit for me to pass away on the football field, I'd be a happy man. But I just went after it, interviewed for several jobs. People questioned my health, but I just kept pushing at it. And Miss Beasley, who was the superintendent, was a student of mine when I was here first time. And we just had a relationship. And she felt like I was the one to turn the program around. And I praise the Lord for giving her the opportunity to give me a job. And I'm just going to have to make sure that I do what I'm supposed to do.
You know, Rodney, it's a funny thing how things we talk about on this show a lot of times about the path that we follow and we travel through our life, and it leads us back to folks that we had something to do with years ago. And one of the things we try to talk to our kids about as we coach and teach, and I try to remind myself, is that all we go through life, I never want to burn a bridge behind me or leave somebody with hurt feelings, because you never know what's going to happen down the road. You know, what, 30-something years later? So I was just thinking about that as you've traveled through. How does those things, as you look back, contribute to what you're doing today and where you're headed?
Well, that couldn't be more fit than this situation back in 92. Things just didn't work out. And in my career, it's the only place that I was successful. And there was a difference of opinion when I left. And I could have very easily burned some bridges, especially at that age. I chose not to at the time and went on about my business. And it helped me greatly. I spent a great year last year with Ashley Carlisle at ACA, Bill, showed people that I was healthy and got back in the thing. And it paid off. The people of Headland still have respect for me, and I respect the community. And I want nothing more than to make this a successful program as an athletic director, not just as a football coach.
You know, Rodney, that's a good point, because it's and I'm a huge proponent, especially in larger schools, of the football coach not being the athletic director. There are so many responsibilities that you have to cover as an athletic director. But I understand in our smaller schools, from 3A all the way down to 1A, you just about have to do that. And in your situation at Headland, I know Steve Williams did a tremendous job there for many, many years as a head basketball coach, and I think Steve was the principal at one time and also the athletic director at one time. So you have a world's amount of knowledge, and you are more than qualified to be an athletic director anywhere in Alabama or anywhere else for that matter. But that is a job that I'm sure that you take as seriously as you take the football job.
There's no doubt about it. I make sure, for instance, my daughter is a coach at Dothan High School, and I think it's just as important that the females win and are successful and have a way to get anything that the football program does. And I'm going to make sure that happens at Dothan High School, as it should anywhere in the state of Alabama.
Well, Rodney, we wanted to touch base with you and just tell you how happy we are for you. And we share in the belief that God's grace will sustain us during tough times, and he certainly has done that for you and Kim. And we're excited for Brianna, and I know that there's a great future for her, but at the same time, we're really excited for what's going to happen for those young people at Headland High School, because know the kind of man you are, and we're just excited. Thank you for taking some time out on a Saturday morning to visit with us, and we're going to stay in touch, and we got to talk about some of our old times in softball one day.
Well, yeah, that definitely has to be out there, but I can assure you, Praise the Lord. God is good, and I love you guys.
Take care.
Take care, Rodney.
That's Rodney Dollar, the head football coach and athletic director at Headland High School, right down 231 from the old Northview High School, which is no longer there. They're now Dothan and Dothan High School,
right,
where they've merged with Northview High School. And I never thought I'd see that day, but that's another program, Mark, that we talk about. You know, when we talked about some really premier programs in the state, we thought when the thing at Gadsden, when they merged those three schools together, we thought that'd be one of the premier jobs. It just hadn't come to fruition. I really believe with Smitty Grider and those guys in Dothan that program will just continue to rise and get better and better.
I do as well. I think that Smitty will do a good job, you know, trying to pull these two communities into one community and make them something that they want to get back to like it was years ago, because both of those schools are very proud schools, have proud traditions, and it's hard sometimes to make that, you know, because the underlying thing is, well, he's playing those kids because they're from Dothan, or he's playing those kids because they're from North View. They're doing this and they're doing that instead of just, you know, enjoying what the kids are doing together collectively and trying to push that. And that may be what's going on. I'm not in that school, so I don't see it every day, but I think Smitty will continue because I think he's done a really good job, and I think they have done a good job on getting that done there at Dothan, and I think it will continue to grow and be the school that they've wanted it to be.
You know, the beauty of that is, Mark, is at one time they were all Dothan High School.
Exactly.
So a lot of the people that are there are Dothan High graduates, alumni, and their children are now there, and so they, you know, they had a connection to Dothan High School originally, so I think that may play a major role in Smitty getting that thing where it needs to be. I tell you this, I would expect them to be playing against the Hoovers and the Thompsons in 7A football pretty soon. I really would. So, you know, we got a lot of baseball stuff that went on this past Thursday and Friday, and Mobile Christian has split. You know, we still think Mobile Christian's got a great chance to win a state championship. I saw him play Kevin Raley's team over at UMS Wright. Boy, I was super, super impressed with them. And so they split yesterday with Hanley of Roanoke 12-3 and 6-0. And that if game's going to be played to get today at, I think, noon, maybe 1 o'clock. We'll have to check that. But we'll give you all the baseball scores, and we'll run down all the golf scores and the soccer stuff. We're going to talk to Jamie, hopefully, a little bit later.
9:30, yeah. I just talked to him.
And we'll talk some baseball here in a few minutes, and we'll give you all of those scores right before we go to break. I'll tell you, in 1A, Brantley defeated Kinston twice. Really excited for Bayshore Christian. Bayshore Christian swept Sweetwater, and that puts them in the Final Four, too. And Summerton Christian won that series, and Donahoe won that series versus Marion County. We'll be back with more. We're going to talk to Mr. Stubbs of the Jimmy Green Junior Golf Tour, and Randy will take care of that for us. And we'll be back with more of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, coming to you from parts unknown. And maybe one day we'll name these parts unknown. But we're excited to be here, and we'll be right back with you with Mark, Randy, and Rick.
The Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
Man, I just let that roll.
We just don't ever interrupt Boz Skaggs and Steely Dan, especially Boz Skaggs. 74 years old, Randy. He's the age of your normal golf score.
Right.
So, you know, this is a guy that we're about to speak to, a guy that I love this guy, and I've never told him that. I know his competitive spirit, and he's able to control it, unlike me and you sometimes, Mark, and Randy. But his son is competitive, a young man. I had a chance to coach him in basketball, and he is such a wonderful young man and so competitive. And his manners, he's everything is yes, sir, no, sir. It's just a joy to have been around John Stubbs. And let me tell you, when he's on a basketball court, he can defend anybody, anywhere, anytime. And, you know, I didn't do a very good job with him, but I can tell you this, somebody's done a heck of a job with him with golf. And I'm just excited for his future. He's a youngster. He's a ninth grader right now. And he's going to play in the state tournament for Adam and our UMS Wright golf team. But Jay Stubbs is the director of the Jimmy Green Junior Golf Tour. And we just want to welcome Jay to the show, and heard him with Randy a couple of weeks ago, and we got Randy in here now, so we wanted to get Jay back on and talk a little bit more about the Jimmy Green Tour. Jay, thanks for being with us this morning, and good luck to John and all the kids next week out at Magnolia Grove.
Thank you, Coach Rick. Good to be with you guys this morning. It's a beautiful weekend, and I'm here to tell you, City, waiting on John to get off of his practice lesson with Coach Michael Brisbane. So I got a few minutes to talk a little bit about junior golf here in Mobile.
There you go, and I tell you, we got to talk a lot of local junior golf. The Jimmy Green Tour, of course, you crank up in just a couple of weeks, June the 2nd. Tell us about that, Jay.
Yeah, we're excited. We're going to kick off at Azalea City. Lawrence Hours, very junior-friendly director over there, and we actually will start our season at Azalea City and complete our season at Azalea City with the BioSteel Tour Championship. But we will have all boys and girls ages 8 to 18 compete, and typically we will have anywhere from 60 to 80 junior golfers in the different divisions compete at any one of our events. We will play a total of 7 events all summer long, and we are excited to be a part of the tremendous growth of junior golf in Mobile and Baldwin County.
Yeah, we're visiting with Jay Stubbs, the tour director for the Jimmy Green Tour. Of course, you can check that out at jimmygreentour.com. Jay, let's talk about you become sanctioned this year. How important and how great an asset is that?
Well, when you have junior varsity and varsity golfers who are looking to elevate their ranking in the state of Alabama, they look for events that give them some points when they compete and they do well and they perform well. So the first, second, and third places typically will get some points. Jeremy Gardner with Alabama Golf, I had a great conversation with him earlier this spring, and he was impressed with what we've done and what we've grown to down here, and he was able to give us a Tier 4 sanction tour, which allows for our boys and girls who play 18 holes to get points towards their Alabama Golf rankings. And we're excited to be a part of that. That makes our tour much more attractive to those boys and girls when they're in town, not traveling for another event, and they are looking for a good competitive round, and they get something for it. Not just a potential for a first, second, or third place, but also some points to go towards that Alabama Golf ranking, which helps them in their golf career as they aspire to potentially move on to the next level in college golf.
And that's certainly what a lot of the college golf coaches look for, are these tours like this. And now that Jimmy Green Tours is certainly sanctioned, it's a great place for them to point and take advantage of seeing these kids play.
Yeah, and they're excited. I put the word out on social media at our Instagram account, and just wrote the word sanctioned, and the response to that was tremendous. And even my son John and his friends Ken Brown and Michael Crocker at McGill and Cole Camiotti at Bayside, they're all like, "Hey, Jimmy Green's sanctioned now. We got to go play these things." And we're excited to be in all the different courses. We try to mix it up every year. We'll be in all the different courses around the counties of Mobile and Baldwin. Starting off at Azalea City, we'll go to Magnolia Grove, we'll be at Glen Lakes, we'll be at Heron Lakes, Lakewood, Spring Hill College, and then back at Azalea City. So exciting to be a part of that, and I'm thankful to all of those courses and all of those directors of golf for being so junior-friendly and letting us play on their courses.
Well, there's absolutely no doubt, Jay, that you do an awesome, awesome job with the Jimmy Green Tour. And for folks that are listening to us right now, and they have a junior that maybe wants to come out and play, talk about the age groups and talk about how they can have their child as part of the Jimmy Green Tour.
So I've had young boys and girls start as early as 7. We have a 10 and under age group, and both boys and girls can compete. What's unique about Jimmy Green Tour is we have an A division for the really good golfers, competitive golfers that don't need any assistance. We have a B division, our developmental division. That allows for a little bit more relaxed rules. I can tell you more about that later, but just understand that if they're new to golf, they can play in a B division and not feel too much pressure out there. They can get some help from mom or dad. They can, you know, do some different things and not feel as much pressure. We have an 11 and 12 age division, boys and girls. We also have that B developmental division in there as well. And then once they hit 13, we do a 13 to 15 division, 18 holes of golf, and then the 16 to 18 hole division, boys and girls, 18 holes of golf. So those 10 and unders play 9 holes from an advanced tee box. Those 11 and 12 year olds play from the reds, basically, and they'll play 9 holes as well. So all age groups represented. If you've got a golfer, a young boy or a young girl that's been playing a while and needs some competition, this is the tour for them. And for even those that have just started and want to see what it's like, they can hit that developmental division.
Jay, I mean, thanks for taking time to be with us today, talk a little bit about the Jimmy Green Tour. Good luck to John and the UMS Wright boys in state. You've got, I mean, and Coach, you were talking just a few moments ago, in girls 1A through 3A is Mobile Christian, Bayside. Girls at 6A, UMS Wright, McGill, Tulin. And then girls 7A, Fairhope for the boys. 3A Bayside, UMS Wright for 6A, and the boys, 5A, and for the boys, 6A St. Paul's and Spanish Fort. So, hey, Jake, good luck to all of them. Good luck to you on the Jimmy Green Tour, and appreciate you taking time to be with us, pal.
Thank you, Randy. All 9 schools representing 251 Golf. Let's go.
That's awesome. That's good stuff. Right, that's buddy. Good stuff.
Jay Stubbs, tour director for the Jimmy Green Tour.
Boy, he's a perfect guy for that, Randy. That boy, he's got a passion for children. He does, and he does everything he can to promote anything that kids are involved in, and that's we need more of that. And we've got a lot of it, but we need more and more in today's world. All right, you're listening to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report. Coming to you live from Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studio, somewhere and nowhere, and we don't know where we are. But also
South Alabama.
Yeah, South Alabama, and also on Fox Sports Central out of Talladega County. We appreciate those guys, Lee Pearman and Michael Brannon and their whole team. And we'll be back with more right here on FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
There's some more of that good stuff right there, Randy. I can tell you that. That would be the duties. Love me some of that. I guarantee you Pat Galley listens to some of that while he's sitting at Traders overlooking the... Well, he's overlooking. I guess he's overlooking the Mobile Delta, and of course he's always telling stories on me too. So I need to tell a couple of Pat Galley stories. But before I do that, do you need help in your business or family life with your state or national government? So give our friend Braxton Counts a call at 251-476-9900. You know, Braxton and Jimmy Duncan. And Jimmy's a member of the United States Congress for over 30 years. They've teamed up to put you in front of the right people in either Montgomery or Washington, D.C. It's all about relationships. And Jimmy and Braxton, they have those relationships in Montgomery, and they also have them in Washington, D.C. So those two guys can help you if you're having any kind of problem to help you eliminate some things that may be going on that you need some help with in Montgomery or Washington, D.C. So give Braxton a call at 251-476-9900. Welcome to our buddies down in Sylacauga at Fox Sports Central, and they got a new head football coach there. They've had a great spring season there in Sylacauga, and boy, it's great for us to be connected to our folks all along the line, especially with our guys at Fox Sports Central. You know, this guy's a legend in my mind, and because he He and Jim Tate at St. Paul's have just, I mean, they have, their teams have dominated indoor and outdoor track for so many years. But to see the job that Pat Galley does at UMS Wright, I mean, this, all young coaches should spend a day with Pat Galley. I mean, it's, and he's always working. He's always working his task and does a great job, and the kids absolutely love him. And it's a joy. His girls and boys won state championships this year in outdoor track and field, and always love to have him on. I don't want to tell Pat Galley's story. I'm not going to do it because it'll take 10 minutes, and I want to hear Pat talk just a little bit about this team and the really probably had some surprises. Pat, good morning, pal.
Yeah. Good morning to you, Rick. How are y'all doing, Mark?
Well, we're doing good, but I hadn't stopped at my favorite place on the causeway this morning, but I did see your
yesterday. I was showing the kids your favorite restaurant.
Yeah, you're so bad. Your truck was there early this morning, and I was going to come by and see if I could pick you up and give you a ride home, but I didn't know that, you know, that I don't know, you know, anyway. Pat, congratulations. Another state championship run and two more blue trophies. Somebody asked me the other day, does Coach Galley keep all those rings? What does he do? I said, well, he may auction them off. I don't know what he does, but I'm he's got a closet full of them. I can tell you that.
We had a really good finish to the season this year. We really did. I was telling somebody the other day, we were hitting on all cylinders that last weekend. That was pretty good.
Tell me about some of the was Arthur did Chitty surprise you in being able to jump? He's getting close to 7 feet, Pat.
Chitty surprises everybody all the time. I mean, are you kidding? You know Chitty. No, he's been really consistent all year. I mean, he's been, you know, he jumped 6'4" earlier. He's been hitting that, you know, right at that 6'6" jump. And then he gets in the state and, you know, he has that big day. That's what I mean. We were hitting pretty good right there. Bridges Simmons comes in second with a 6-foot jump. But the 6'8 1/4", yeah, now that, I believe that surprised everybody. I probably surprised Arthur, but then he went back and had a really good attempt at 6'10". Now that, you know, after the 6'8 1/4", you know, that was a big jump there too. You know, he just barely missed it. But, you know, yes, he runs the hurdles and stuff for us. Plays basketball. He's a good all around athlete.
There's no doubt
he's
about
a
it. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really nice.
You know, you look at Brenda Ellis, and she amazes me, Pat.
She works real hard. She's always the sunshine at practice. She's come on big time this year. You know, missing out last year, so many of these people, you know, they're a year behind, basically. And then to come back and go through what, I mean, she wins the 16, she wins the 32, runs on our 4x8, and just barely misses in the 8 with a PR. She had basically 3 PRs in the state meet to going out as a senior. And, you know, what a phenomenal job she's done. You know, just you see her around school. She's always smiling, always got upbeat. And, you know, just does a great job all around. Smart, you know, really smart. And I think she's going to go to Tulane, and I think she's going to try and run over there. And, I've driven by Tulane, so I know where it is. So I don't know if I've ever got in.
You driven by it a couple of times, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's right on the main road there. I've spent a little time at Oshner's, and you got to get to Oshner's, you're gonna pass Tulane there. And so I've been there a couple of times. But
actually, I have played baseball there, so you know I have been on campus. But
you remember that?
Yeah, I can remember that.
Wow,
that takes,
that's pretty rough.
That's pretty good, buddy.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
There you go.
You remember that.
Hey, Pat, I got a question for you. I wanted to ask.
Getting in my face at that ball game. Yes, I remember it pretty well.
I don't think any stanky ever got in anybody's face.
No.
Dude.
Oh, God. No.
Always quiet. Always quiet.
Hey, Pat, this is off the top of my head. Isn't the decathlon coming up next week?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Decathlon.
Do y'all have any kids competing in that?
No, we don't. Not this year, but we probably will next year. We spent a lot of time this year, you know, getting everybody back on track and, extent. I mean, so sure. to speak, and no pun intended, but, you know, getting them back used to the sport and everything. We're still pretty young. So we're losing 8 seniors, boys, and just 3 senior girls. So we were running with a whole lot of, you know, that they're juniors, but they're really sophomores. And we'll probably have 2 or 3 maybe next year trying it, yes. But the decathlon and the heptathlon, they're really fun events at the end of the year, and you see some outstanding athletes. I mean, we've had a couple go up there and done real well. Rick, you know, he went to Auburn and he was SEC. Basketball. Come on now, help me out. yeah.
Pat, I'm not as old as you, but I'm probably getting a little bit of that stuff where I can't remember stuff. And all doggone, right, you remember
Parker
getting
Shearer,
chewed out by
Parker Shearer.
Parker Shearer. Yeah, that's right.
Sure. Catholic. And he only did.
He
did
sure was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. You know, you look at your girls' team, I see, and look, you got a multi-talented basketball player. KB Green got you some points. Cecilia Schultz got you some points.
Yeah, she had a great year.
Man.
Then you got Dorsey Parker. I mean, high jump, you know, you can just kind of like book those points with her. And then, you know, Olivia Moore. We got so many of them that we can move around to. Cecilia did a great job this year. Elena Lattice.
Well, Mark.
Her name in there. She did a great job for us this year. I mean, we had a bunch of girls that really kind of bit into it here right down the stretch these last 4 meets. We run through 2 monsoons and the county meet, and then the sectional meet, we ran half of that one underwater. I mean, you know, you had to be a frogman to run some of those. And I tell you, Brandon Dean and Garrett Schumacher, those are the 2 assistants, and they have done a bang-up job here. We brought Emmy Dale in, who was a former runner. But Brandon and Garrett for that sectional meet, they would basically dug the entire long jump pit out. It looked like, it looked like a grave over there. It was like 4 feet deep, 3 feet wide. What's his name? Little J. Rohan was in it so deep. All you could see basically was his shoulder standing up to get those 2 events in that pouring down rain sectional meet that we had to get in because we can't do it on Sunday.
Well, you know, Pat, it's amazing to me. You take kids – and some of them aren't real athletic. And, boy, they get points for UMS Wright. And every point counts. Every point counts. And you guys just do a fabulous job with that. Talk to us a little bit about the Perry brothers. I cease to be amazed at those 2 guys. They just keep on keeping on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Joe, the older brother, he's a junior. I mean, you know, phenomenal runner, works. You know him. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He's always running somewhere. And then you got Charles, the younger, than the 9th grader. I mean, he puts in one of the best finishes I've seen in the 800 race the other day. Runs it as a 9th grader, runs a 1:57 and beats the kid from Parker, who is an outstanding half-miler senior, in a shoulder-to-shoulder race for the last 120 yards. And he ends up beating him at the end of the race there. I mean, it takes a lot of guts to go shoulder to shoulder with a senior on that final stretch. But they put in the work now. They're not bashful about working on it, and they love the sport. And it's going to be interesting to see them the next couple of years too. Well,
all right, buddy. I just got a text from Randy Hicks. Said, tell Pat congratulations. So he's listening to you this morning down in Dothan. Randy. So, look, take care. We got to get out of here. But have a great weekend. Look forward to seeing you Monday, pal.
All right.
Take
care. Thank you for waking me up on a Saturday. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Have a great day. That's all Pat Galley, the head track coach at UMS Wright, multi-state champion, 60-something. That's amazing. We'll be back with more PSR on FM Talk 106.5 and Fox Sports Central. And we are coming to you live from Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios somewhere.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
Hi, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. And we are coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located, I don't know what to say. We are somewhere from where these people are singing from, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, let's talk about Southern Fairways Golf Radio and TV show. Now, join award-winning sports broadcaster Randy G. Bergen and his podsy, former University of Alabama golfer Danny Spivey. And I think he's pretty soon he's going to be known as not former University of Alabama golfer, but the father of.
I got to tell you, his son, and we're talking about Danny. Danny's son Jackson is going to be quite the golfer.
No, ain't no doubt.
He has got all the skills. He's been working with Danny's brother, Richard Spivey. Yeah. Now, Richard was a coach. We called him Dick.
Was in Alabama.
He was Alabama men's golf coach for 14 years, and then the ladies golf coach for 5 years.
Yeah.
So Jackson's getting some pretty good help right there. But yeah, no, we played in the FCA tournament on Tuesday, and I got to tell you, Danny hits the ball. You know how Danny plays. Danny's a very accomplished golfer, obviously.
I don't want to talk about it. He's too good.
Dick was very good. Hey, you ready for my team? And we didn't win. We had Dick Spivey, Danny Spivey, Hamp Andrews.
No, that's impossible. That's impossible. Somebody
beat playoff, and we got kicked out. Yep.
That's unbelievable. Yep. Anyway, join Randy and Danny each Sunday beginning at 11 a.m. for 2 hours of golf talk. The guys keep you up to date on the professional leaderboards. They talk to great guests. They give fantastic golf tips to help your golf game. They take you around the nation, specifically around the Southeast, to must-play golf courses. They give away a ton of free golf, and guys just have fun. And they talk golf first. Yeah, that's right. It's a golf show. Randy and Danny love to talk other sports as well. Man, don't get them talking about college football.
We can do it.
It's something. I'm telling you, Southern Fairways Golf Show has a tremendous listener base who are loyal and support the show's partners. 98% of our partners have been with the show for many years, and more importantly, they are completely happy with every facet of Southern Fairways Golf Show. Become a partner today and let Randy and Danny go to work for you. Give us a call at,
why don't you just go on our email. Just send me an email, Randy at Southern Fairways Golf.
Randy, okay. You know how to pick it up. That's great teamwork right there. Hey, guys, let's go through some.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go through some 7A. Let's try to get as much of this baseball in as we can here. Starting in 7A, Hoover defeated Trustful yesterday, and they will move on. Sparkman and Florence, they have a game three today at 1 o'clock. Daphne and Auburn in Auburn split. They play at noon today. And Dothan I think they're at Phoenix City. They play Central Phoenix City. They play today at noon. They split as well. Then in 6A, Northridge defeated Chilton County. Faith Academy defeated Hillcrest of Tuscaloosa. Hartsell defeated Oxford. And game three of Chelsea and Gardendale is today at 1 p.m. In 5A, and this is a big, big, big matchup here, was Pike County and Shelby County, Pike Road and Shelby County. Pike Road swept that series. St. Paul's Episcopal is at Slapout, Alabama. And they split, and they play today at 1 o'clock.
Do you know why that's called Slapout? Just a little trivia.
Something about somebody got slapped out of
You know they have only one store there in Slapout, right?
I know. Yep.
You'd go in, and this is the way the town got named Slapout. Okay, you'd go into the grocery store there and say, "Hey, we got any bread? Nope, we're Slapout. We got any milk? Nope, we're Slapout." Okay.
You gotta be kidding! I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. All right, now, okay. Let's give him some trivia and see if he knows. This is Randy Bergen. You just got to understand it. Okay. There's a very well-known college football coach, head coach, who when we used to umpire at Hopeville, Alabama, he was running around barefooted and he was chasing foul balls.
From Hopeville?
From Slap Out.
You got to give me just a little bit more of a hint.
Defensive coordinator. wears no socks, just like his former boss did. No one.
I'm lost. Tell me.
It's Kirby Smart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sonny was the head football coach at Hopeville High School for many years. And I did not know that. And one of Mark's dear, dear friends, his daddy, was the principal there for many years. He's also worked for the FCA.
Al Ernest's daddy.
He sure was.
What a fine man that guy was.
Yes, sir.
Al's dad.
I mean, Al's a fine guy, too. Yeah. No, I'm not saying that, Al. Don't get upset with me.
That's right. No, his dad was an amazing man. He sure was. He was a principal there at Hopeville High School for a long, long time. And Sonny Smart was the head football coach there at Hopeville and went on to Bainbridge High School and coached at Bainbridge. And, of course, a little barefoot boy becomes a wonderful, wonderful football coach.
Which I think Georgia's going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah, I think they're going to be
really
good.
By the way, speaking of Hopeville, I mean, one of our dear friends coached there, Coach Barry Gibson.
That Barry Gibson did sure coach did. There. Yeah, former Southern Mississippi guy, just doing pretty doggone good right now. And we're excited for Barry, and we hear from him periodically, and we need to go catch him as he does his music gig sometimes.
I'm going to tell you what, if you ever have an opportunity to go watch, he's one of the lead singers for Doc Rogers and the Rock Dodger Band. They've got a horn section. If you like Chicago,
I love that stuff.
Man, it is fantastic. I'm telling you, you got to go check them out.
Well, we need to know when they're playing somewhere so we can.
We'll see if we can get a
schedule. Mark and I can reserve four seats and both of us can be there.
You said that. I didn't. He's using three of them. He's using three of them.
That's right. Anyway, let's move on. As I said, in 5A, Pike Road defeated Shelby County. St. Paul's and Hopeville are playing a NIF game today at 1 o'clock. Madison Academy defeated Hayden. In 4A, let's see what we got there in 4A. American Christian defeated Bibb County. Mobile Christian and Hanley split. They play today at noon. Oniana defeated Curry. And North Jackson defeated Hamilton in Class 3A. T.R. Miller, Mark. Mm-hmm. T.R. Miller's playing Game 3 today against Providence Christian, and that's you will play. Bayside will play the winner of that.
That's correct.
Bayside Academy swept Op yesterday down in the Rattlesnake Capital of the World in Op, Alabama. Winfield and Piedmont split. They play the IF game at 1 today, and Phil Campbell and Fife. Mark, there's Fife again.
Yep.
They play at noon today. In Class 2A, Ayrton defeated Cottonwood. G.W. Long, whose first head baseball coaching job was at G.W. Long? Nobody knows?
No.
Three Putts brother. Three-putt Kip Rayleigh.
Is it Kevin?
Right. Kevin Rayleigh. That was his first head baseball job out of South Alabama. Did a great job there. And his daddy, Sonny, was an administrator in several of the area schools there and was one of the finest basketball officials that's ever been in this state of Alabama. But G.W. Long swept the series from Ramburn. Mars Hill Bible, and they won the series 2-1. Westbrook Christian swept that series. And in 1A, real quick, Brantley defeated Kinston. Bayshore Christian swept Sweetwater. Summerton Christian defeated Lynn. And Donahue defeated Marion County to win that series. That's all the baseball scores. Hey, you're listening to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report with Mark Laster and Randy Bergen and me. And
I forgot who I am. Jamie Ferguson coming.
Yeah, Jamie Ferguson just won the 3A state soccer championship, or 1A 3A, right?
Yeah.
You're an athletic director. You got an associate. You got to figure that out, Mark.
Coach, we're in so many classifications. I can't remember.
I know. You heard that, didn't you, Sam? We'll be back with more on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Pro Sports Report coming to you from parts unknown.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Bye, Skaggs. Randy Bergen on drums. Mark Laster dancing.
Air
this is this is unbelievable. I cannot believe Laster is dancing with boxer shorts and a t-shirt. That's unbelievable.
You don't get me in trouble.
Wow, that's
I have clothes on.
That's
thank
a
you.
Bad scene.
Cleveland on lead guitar.
Yeah, right. Hey, that would be funny. You know, Premier Collision is your local auto body repair shop, owned and operated locally in Mobile, Alabama. For all of your auto body collision repairs, trust the experts at Premier Collision, your auto repair specialist. Premier Collision, located at 1177 Sledge Drive in Mobile. Give our friend Chris Garris a call at 251-478-4500. Good quality parts, professional staff, the best prices in town. I got to get a shout out because, guys, last week and again this week, our buddies at the DoubleTree right in the heart of Manhattan are streaming us live into the lobby of the DoubleTree in Manhattan. Now, there's no telling who's walking in there. It may be, heck, Nick Saban may be in there this morning. It could be Freddie Couples. Randy loves Freddie Couples, and you just didn't never know. But good morning to our buddies right there in the. What are the things that tell you what you can do and all the things in a hotel? The
concierge,
right there listening to us in the DoubleTree Hotel. And hey, guys, there's a new voice on us. You can't see him. Even if we had TV, you couldn't see him.
Wow. But here we go.
But it's Randy, he's the guy you hear on Sundays from 11 to 1. So, you know, we got a guy here who just won another blue map and probably got one of the strongest, hottest spring sports programs in the state of Alabama right now, the Bayside Academy Admirals and Jamie Ferguson, and I'm sure he's wide awake after driving in from the Rocket City of Huntsville last night after winning a 3A state championship in soccer. And listen, guys, you know, one of the hardest things to do, but the most enjoyable things to do is to coach your own child. And I got to say it here. Is it Ethan?
Was Luke. It's Luke, Luke and Ty.
Yeah, Luke, Jamie's son, was named the most valuable player in the 3A state soccer tournament, leading his team to victory.
Congratulations,
congratulations to that. And, you know, Jamie's, I know he's wide awake this morning, so we're going to talk a little soccer. Jamie, congratulations, pal, and I know that you're just bubbling with joy that we bother you at 9:30 in the morning to talk about winning a blue map, but we're glad to have you, pal.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate being on. Thank you.
He's tired. Boy, he is so tired.
Jamie always
like, are we done now?
Hey, Jamie always brings energy.
There you
always.
Go.
He's not bringing much this morning.
Come on, Jamie. Jamie, you got to motivate yourself, dude. You got to. Hey.
I've had two cups of coffee as well, so I'm getting that.
Hey,
yeah, well, that's you got to have to perk up. I need to come over. I need to give you some motivation.
Hey, no, Jamie, congratulations, buddy. We're so proud for you guys. And we mentioned Luke and Jamie gets the honor to coach his boys. His oldest son, Ty, is another tremendous soccer player on that team. And so, Coach, tell us just very quickly, what is it like to coach your kids in a state championship game?
Well, it's just remarkable to coach all these kids, you know, throughout the years. But it is a little bit more special to coach your own kid. But we really did feel, as I said last time, that we had a little bit of unfinished business this year. And, you know, our seniors from last year traveled with us this year. So, Mark, you know, the likes of Sergi and Cody, Kirk and Ty Turner, they rode with us. And, you know, we really do, you know, we talk about my boys being my family. I mean, you hear me say it all the time, Mark. I mean, our program is a family. And so, you know, just really happy for them because, you know, the way they play is a joy to watch. And so it's fun to be their coach.
You know, Coach, you've put together a program there that is second to none in this state in any classification. Tell us a little bit about how you've done that, what you've kind of done, some of the format, how you set it up to where this thing just going to keep, because you got a really good team this year, and you graduate a couple, I think, two or three seniors?
Yeah, we end up graduating. We start the season with six. We're going to graduate, you know, at the end of the season, you have five. So they're going to roll out. So it's a very good class, you know, good bunch of boys that have been with me for a long time. You know, and just to hit on how do we do it? I mean, you know, I had to change myself years ago. I came in a little bit impatient, wanting it to look like how I grew up. You know, I just had to adapt, and I dove a little deeper into my, you know, the younger ones on campus. And, you know, we just coach the heck out of the younger children and, you know, try and raise the bar from third grade up. And right now it seems to be paying off.
Well, it absolutely does. Well, tell us a little bit about the game. I mean, we were trying to keep up with it here at home, and just tell us a little bit about the game and or the two games you played up there to win this state championship, and give us a little bit about who some of the kids who kind of – I know all of them stick out to you all the time because that's the kind of coach you are. But tell us a little bit about some of the things that you saw during the game that were just – that turned the tide for the game.
Yeah, well, the first game was obviously a tricky game against Luke. I mean, Ryan coaches them really well, and, you know, to beat the same team three times in one season is not easy. But we came out, we played a very good performance, a very gritty performance. We weren't very talented in the semifinal. You know, our quality wasn't there, I don't know. I don't know if there was nerves, maybe, because, you know, we're always young. Right. But we got through it. But the final, we certainly played like we belonged. And, you know, I mean, the first goal, you know, kind of epitomized, you know, the way we play. You know, we were quite fluid in attack, and it broke down. But then we had Endeavor to win it back. You know, I think it was Jackson that won it back, Jackson Delaney, and I think played it to, you know, Teal Cordy. And then Teal dishes it to Evan Duckworth, who plays across, and, you know, Luke runs to it, sells a dummy and leaves it, and Jackson's just got a tap in. And it just really, you know, the hard work, the commitment, and then the intellect to also kind of craft an opening, it was all kind of there in one moment. So I thought, the team, you know, had an excellent season, but, you know, you always have to, you have to bring it on that last day, and I thought they did.
You know, Jamie, changing your hat for a minute as you look at the spring sports at our school. Yeah. You know, it's quite a remarkable spring. Can you know talk about that for a second?
Yeah, I mean, Mark, you know that we have a really great handful of adults that love children and are so dedicated to their program. And right now, you know, obviously Coach Swaggart had a really strong season with track and field, the boys finishing runner-up. You know, Coach Limbaugh, I'm not sure if you guys have spoke to him this morning.
I did, yeah.
Because I just woke up. but he had a great victory last night. And so the baseball team's just rolling. And I haven't got the full details on the game last night. I was talking to him on the I was texting on the bus with him. But, you know, just terrific. And now you got golf around the corner. So we'll be turning around to watch you guys today. And I think I just texted you for the arrangements to go play this afternoon.
That's correct. We got a little practice round going this afternoon. And Luke, the son who is the most valuable player, is playing on our golf. He plays number three on our golf team.
That's
and
amazing.
So he's just he's just doing a great job for us this year. Yeah, we got this. So a lot of things going on. Coach, what do you think we look forward to now with your soccer program moving forward as you get ready to go into the summer? What are some of the things that y'all be doing, getting ready to try to defend that state championship next year?
Yeah, well, so I'll be honest, we don't look at it like that. We look at, you know, where were we and how can we be better next time? So we really do look at ourselves. We very, very rarely look at other teams. We look at how can we be better individually and then collectively the next time we play. So, you know, obviously we've been very blessed with the seniors we've had and they're rolling out. But now, you know, we've just got to find other players in the program to step up and fill roles. And, you know, how can that improve our situation? So, we'll just work hard and work hard on the details.
Jamie, thank you so much for taking time out, and congratulations. We know how tired you are, in all seriousness.
Yeah, thank you. And hey, I would give a shout out to CeCe, the bus driver. What a remarkable man. And I appreciate him getting us home safe.
There you go.
No doubt. No doubt. That way you got about 4 hours of sleep, so you can't be that tired.
That bus sleep's really good.
Yeah.
Really restful.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
coach.
Pal. And
thanks, guys.
We look forward to seeing you soon. Take care. Have a great day. That's Jamie Ferguson, the head soccer coach and athletic director at Bayside Academy. And they are, boy, they're smoking hot.
You know, I'll tell you, I'm real quickly, you ought to see his practices. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's kids everywhere, yeah. All doing drills, doing, I mean, middle school going at it. Then on the other end down there is the YDL teams, the youth league, fifth and sixth grade, third and fourth grade. And they're out there all together. And it's an amazing thing to watch happen. And that, to me, is why they are getting to where they are. They just build that program through. And
all the coaches are on the same sheet of music.
Yes.
Yep. All right, we're going to take you into break. Coming back for the faith segment. I want you to hear what we got to say here. Do not live to make a living. Rather, live to make a life. For the measure of succeeding is your service in the strife. All that you leave behind when your soul has crossed the bay is the good you've done for others as you tarried by the way. We'll be back with more on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. The summer of 1971 was a great one for me. It was right before my junior year in high school. I was 16, I could drive, and what could possibly be better than that? I remember spending most of the daylight hours during the week that summer, either hitting tennis balls against a wall on the tennis courts in Sylacauga, Alabama, and helping my dad on his Nabisco cookie wrapped. I would arrive early every morning. I'd plug in my radio, and I just hit tennis balls all day long. I remember one particular song that was number one on the charts and sure to be played several times during the day. The name of the song was How Do You Mend a Broken Heart by the Bee Gees. Yeah. Now, I've always loved the Bee Gees. You can call me sappy if you want to. And I got a boss who I love dearly who calls me sappy all the time. And but I was greatly saddened when, real quick, Maurice Gibb died. And then a little later on, Robin died. But little did I know that I would one day do a devotional about their hit song. And it's really a good question. How do you mend a broken heart? You know, the world is full of them. That's for sure. In education, for example, what Mark and I do, we see firsthand results of broken hearts, broken lives, deep hurt that never seems to heal, painful words and experiences, repressed but very real, often lead to devastation, sometimes drug and even alcohol abuse, and even sometimes, Mark, in our case, we see attempted suicides. Reality is that we aren't very good at mending broken hearts, mostly because it takes risk and sacrifice to do so. And we're so caught up in our everyday activities and trying to do what we do that sometimes we just don't have time to fit in some things that are the most important things in young people's lives. I want to go back to Matthew. In Matthew, Jesus talks about the future and the beginning of the end. He says the wickedness will cause hearts to turn cold. That scares me. Because it seems that it's precisely what's happening in our world. Sin has broken the hearts of so many. Well, let me ask you this. How can we keep our hearts from breaking? One answer is just don't have a heart. After all, if you don't have a heart, it can't break. I mean, isn't that right? I mean, I guess we've all been there before. We've all been hurt and responded by saying, just forget it. I'm tired of hurting and the pain and the difficulties. I'm not going to love anybody. I'm not getting close to anybody again because every time I do, I get hurt. I've learned my lesson, and it's just not worth it to care anymore. You get hurt enough, and your heart turns cold, and you just won't let anybody inside that heart. Is that what's happened to our world? Our hearts have been broken so many times that we just don't care anymore. It seems so, but can we be assured that removing our hearts is not the answer? No. If we're not caring, if we're not loving, then we're really just not living. No heart equates to total emptiness. After all, it is in our hearts that Christ resides, and therein lies the answer. How do you mend a broken heart? Only Jesus Christ can do that. It's not how, it's who. Christ came into this world to mend broken hearts. And I'm going to tell you, folks, he's dead gum good at it. Whether it be in something that you know is wrong and you do it anyway, whether there is a tax collector in a sycamore tree, an alcoholic, or a thief, whether it be loneliness, suffering, heart, or sorrow. There's three gentlemen here today that can tell you Jesus Christ can mend it. He can fix it. His love will never fail us. His love makes all of us who we really want to be. Is your heart broken today? If it is, the answer is in him. Through him, all things are possible. Well, we talk about this every year. At the end of a season, there are a lot of broken hearts. A lot of kids walking off baseball fields. You did it, Randy. You did it. Mark, you've done it. We've all done it. We walk off of a field, and it may be the last time we ever walk off of a competitive field. And that's why the end of the school year is difficult for a lot of coaches, because they get close to those kids. And it's tough. It's as tough as it can be. But, you know, our faith will carry us through those things that we are not capable of going through by ourselves. I see it every day, and I'm thankful for that type of love that only Jesus Christ can provide.
Guys, you know, Rick, you know, you talk about that deal. And what we have as adults, when we deal with kids, and all three of us deal with kids in some way, shape, or form. And our words can break a heart. They can.
You're right.
What we and not even know it sometimes.
Not know it. That's exactly right.
You know, because we don't know, some kids handle things differently. They just do. Today's world is completely different than the world I grew up in. Kids are different. We talked about that just a few minutes ago.
We did.
You know, about how things change. Well, I got to change with it. But one thing that never changes is what God taught us. Do unto others as you would have them do unto yourself. Love one another. That's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. So my words have got to be careful. And if I hurt someone, you know, so we've talked about Rick all the time, I try to look at myself at night, every night, did I hurt somebody today? And if I did, I got to make amends. I got to get that straight.
You know, we spent this week at school talking about some things that are life lessons. Guys, right is right and wrong is wrong. When we look in that mirror to shave every morning or whenever we shave, you know, we are looking at something, and only we know what's going on in our life. And talking to young people, if we can teach them that right is right and wrong is wrong, and all that stuff in the middle, you got to get rid of all that. Just right is right, wrong is wrong. Travel down that highway and see what your decisions are that you're going to make. And I don't know any other way to live life. I don't.
I agree with you.
Randy, I can't tell you how much we enjoy having you in here. I know you have very little time. You really do, because you're always working. But we want you to know how much we appreciate what you do for us here.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Hey, join me and Danny tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
That was my next question. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Southern Fairways Golf Show. Elliot Mello with Bridgestone Golf. He's going to be on with us. We got David Musial, Golf for Dummies.
Man.
You won't want to miss
gonna
that.
It's going to be good stuff. Going to be great stuff. 11 to 1.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. God bless you. See you same place, same time, somewhere and nowhere. We don't know. Right here on Fox Sports Central and FM Talk 106.5.